The South Beach Chamber Ensemble was formed in 1997, performing a free concert in Miami Beach. The group's artistic director, cellist Michael Andrews, is a Wausau native. And in 2006, he brought the ensemble north to audiences living in central Wisconsin. The result blossomed into what has become a 17-year tradition, the South Beach Up North Music Festival, which kicks off this weekend in central Wisconsin. Welcome to Route 51. I'm Shereen Seward. Today, we're excited to share the South Beach Chamber Ensemble with Wisconsin Public Radio listeners. The program has been pre-recorded at the UW Center for Civic Engagement on the UW Stevens Point at Wausau campus. Before we delve into the sounds of the ensemble, let's get to know today's performer, starting with the man responsible for bringing the group to Wisconsin, Michael Andrews, who plays cello with the group. Michael, welcome back to Route 51.
Thank you so much, Shereen. It's so great to be here after such a COVID hiatus.
Yes, it has been several years. And you've got such an impressive resume. You went to the University of Wisconsin, University of Illinois. You taught at the Wausau Conservatory. You've traveled. You've performed all around the world. Why, after all of that, is it so important to you to bring your music to central Wisconsin year after year?
Well, I initially thought about playing concerts when my parents were aging and I wanted to be here longer in the summer. Plus, it's not a hardship to be avoiding Miami in the summer, especially this year. So I love Wausau. I grew up here. I was the last class of Wausau Senior High. It's beautiful, Rib Mountain, Eau Claire Dells, the Wisconsin River, the farmer's market on Saturday. It's just so comfortable to be here.
Also on cello, we have Nancy Torrente, who led orchestras for more than two decades in New York. She holds a master's degree in cello performance. She is returning to the South Beach Up North Chamber Music Festival for the third time. Welcome back, and tell us what it means to be part of this group.
Hi. Thank you so much for having us, Shereen. Well, you know, Michael and I are friends for a long time. This is our fourth time playing up in Wausau. I say up because we're from Massachusetts, so it is up from us, and it's really lovely to be here. It's playing beautiful music in a beautiful place with wonderful musicians, friends, and I feel very fortunate to be here, and thank you so much, really.
Violinist Sheena Gutierrez has a spectacular resume as well, performing in such incredible venues as Carnegie Hall. She's played around the world as well, holds a doctoral degree from the University of Miami. Sheena, welcome to you. You've played in so many glorious places. When you were asked to make this trip to central Wisconsin, what was your initial reaction?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me here and all of us, too. I love chamber music. So when I first met Michael, he was playing with my teacher at that time in Miami, Tom Moore. And I fell immediately in love with chamber music. So when he asked the opportunity to come up here to Wisconsin, I said, yes, anything for chamber music.
What do you love about it so much?
I think it's just the collaboration, the amount that each individual has to prepare to just gather here, meet, and be ready to go, but still work on ideas and just have that working together aspect of it.
Rochelle Pearson performed as a violinist in the New World Symphony and traveled throughout Europe, Israel, and South America. Her violin is featured in a Grammy-nominated recording. She is currently on the string faculty at the Wausau Conservatory of Music. She holds a master's degree from the University of Akron. Rochelle, thank you for sharing your music with us today. Is there a specific piece that you're really excited to play?
I'm really excited to play this Schubert because I've never played the Schubert Quintet before, and so I'm really excited about that. Schubert is one of those composers that it seems straightforward, but there's a lot more to it than meets the eye, and it's just a lot more complex and more difficult to put together than you would expect. So, yeah.
So you play violin and viola. Do you play other string instruments as well?
Mm-hmm. No, just those two, and Michael and I have kind of a little small world thing going that, and Sheena too, is that since I played in Florida in New World, I know a lot of the same people that they know down there. So there's that connection, small world connection. So that's kind of neat. Yeah.
Sure. On viola today, we'll hear from Angela Kretschmer, who maintains an international career as a teacher, performer, and arts administrator. She earned her DMA at the Frost School of Music. She recently joined the faculty of Florida Atlantic University. Angela, welcome to you. And how did you become connected with this group?
Oh, thank you so much for having us. So I'm originally from the Midwest. I grew up in Iowa. It's you know, so I love being back here in the Midwest. But I did end up doing my doctorate down at the University of Miami with Sheena. And during my time there, I met Michael and started playing with the ensemble down there in Miami. And I'm very happy to be up with them in Wisconsin this year.
We also have a composer with us today. We'll be hearing some of his music later in the program. Al Trente was born in Cuba. He came to this country when he was 11 years old. He's worked with so many incredible musicians, Southside Johnny, Benny King, among them. Al, thank you for being here. You've created works for a wide range of audiences and styles. How challenging is it to write music for such a small group of people?
Well, being married to one of the players kind of helps. It gives me an incentive and motivation to make something new. This is actually the fourth time I've written for this group. We came here for the first time in 2011, and three more times after that. And every time I've had the opportunity, because of Michael, to try something new. And it's always fun to write for this group. I love string quintets.
Well, we are looking forward to the world premiere of one of your latest works a little bit later in the program. So let's get to the music. Michael, what's our first selection?
Well, we're going to be doing the Schubert Quintet. We're just going to be doing a little bit because it's actually a 45-minute work. And Schubert was an Austrian composer, and this was actually his final work. He died 2 months later. And it is, as Rochelle said, it's a spectacular complex piece. It's like got the whole world in it. And people say that it's probably his finest chamber work. And the greatest, they even say the greatest composition of all time. So we're going to be playing a smidgen of the first movement, and we're going to end on a big chord, and then it should go on for another 5 minutes, but we don't have time for that today. But please come on Sunday at the Wausau Conservatory and hear the whole thing. It is a spectacular piece. Also on that program, we're doing a piece by Clark. She was a British-American composer, and she was a violist, and she was very well known for her chamber music. So come and hear the Clark two movements for string quartet.
Thank you.
You're hearing the South Beach Chamber Ensemble on Route 51 ahead, the world premiere of a new piece written by composer Al Turunte, who is here with us today as well. He'll share his thoughts on the piece and on the creative process. I'm Shereen Seward. This is Route 51 on Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening to Route 51 on Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Shereen Seward. We continue with the music of South Beach Chamber Ensemble, a group from Miami that is here for its 17th annual Chamber Music Festival with performances in Wausau and Marshfield over the next 10 days. We are very excited to share with you now the world premiere of a new composition. It's written by Al Turunte, who is with us as well. So, Al, tell us about this piece. What will we be hearing?
Well, this is a... It started as a piece for five, but I figure it was a collection of little duets within the piece, hence the name A Duet for Five. So if you listen, there will be like little two instrument sections all throughout the piece, all connected together, and it was a lot of fun to write, you know.
Tell us a little bit about the creative process when you write new music. Does it come to you? Do you sit down and say, okay, today I'm writing a new song? I mean, how does it work?
I actually thought about this piece for about 4 months. And in a two-week period, it came about, you know. So I thought about it. I was throwing ideas in my head, but nothing was written down. And then I started writing things down, and this is what you have.
And it came together. Michael, tell me about what you most enjoy about this composition. What do you love about it?
Well, I love that I can play with my good friend Nancy at my side. And Al always writes interesting, sometimes complex music and great tunes. You know, this is his fourth piece he's written for us. And every piece is slightly different. The first piece he wrote with us was... it was a folk song from Cuba, The Peanut Vendor, and he did a fantasy on it. And I was even doing a whistle from Brazil. So he's very eclectic with his work. And this piece it starts out beautifully with a viola solo, and then it starts into this very dance rhythm, and then it ends. There's some chorale in it. So it's really a wonderful piece of music.
Well, I can't wait to hear it. This is A Duet for Five, a world premiere performed by South Beach Chamber Ensemble and composed by Al Turunte. That was Al Torrente's A Duet for Five, performed publicly for the first time by the South Beach Chamber Ensemble on Route 51. Al, how does it feel to hear the music you envision come to life this way?
Nothing like hearing real instruments do it. Yeah. When you're writing using a notation program like Finale, you get to hear like fake instruments, and it's not the same when you hear the solid sound of strings. It's wonderful.
We talked a little bit early about the pandemic and how difficult it was. I know it was really a hard time for musicians and composers, forced to find alternative ways to try to stay connected. How hard was it during that time to spark the creative process?
Netflix.
Michael, how about you as an ensemble? How did you, as an ensemble, as a group, manage to stay connected during this very difficult time in our period?
Yeah, it was a little shocking because I actually was one of the first that got COVID right in March of 2020. And it was very upsetting. And then I also teach. But the Miami Music Project, where I've taught for 12 years, was brilliant in getting kids online within a month. So we were teaching online. And so then it's like social distancing. How do you have an audience with that? And so what we did, we had a couple concerts where we only invited a few people, maybe 20 people, 6 feet apart. So that was an audience. But we also did streaming. So and that's a whole nother venue of headaches and cost. But we did stream the first two concerts. And so we actually, the good thing about that is people from Canada and all over the U.S. and Mexico and Venezuela, friends in Mexico, Venezuela, and England, listened to our concert. So that's the positive of it. So we did keep going in those hard times.
Well, each time I have heard South Beach perform, there are always surprises, and your next piece is one of them. And I have to say, when I hear a string group play, there are certain kinds of pieces that you would expect, the Mozart, the Schubert, but not Ed Sheeran. So how did you choose this piece, and what is it that translates so well to what you do?
Well, this is on our program, which we've done in Miami, called Mozart on the Move, and it's one of our best family favorite attended concerts. It's and now in Miami Beach, we're doing it outdoors on Ocean Drive, and we sometimes get 500 people. So we're hoping that we get a good crowd on Saturday. This is Mozart on the Move, and we're doing the program with high school string quartet, mostly Rochelle students, and she's done a great job in coaching them. And the Wausau Conservatory is a very strong conservatory for music, so we're very happy to be there in residence. But thinking out loud, we played it last year, and, you know, Ed Sheeran won his case against the Marvin Gaye Foundation for plagiarism. So we thought we should play it again because it doesn't sound anything like Marvin Gaye's music. But so Thinking Out Loud is a wonderful piece for string quartet. And it starts with a cello solo, so you can't be bad.
Nancy, I'm going to put you on the spot for a minute. You've recorded music from Latin to jazz and everything in between, and you've also been a past conductor for middle and high schools. So how does translating popular music into pieces for bands and orchestras really help draw students in?
Well, I always tell students and audiences, really, you know, Mozart was a pop hero. You know, in his time, he was a rock star. And these pieces of music that we think of, you know, the Beatles and Lady Gaga and maybe Ed Sheeran, you know, in 300 years, it will be called classical music. And classical music is just music that's been around for a while. It's nothing, it's not any different. Mozart wrote on pop tunes. I mean, we know that. And so it's not, that's how you sell to anyone, really. But it's interesting because I found, especially with the kids that I taught, we would always do some pop tunes because it's fun. And I like playing pop tunes too. But they'd always ask for, but let's go back to Mozart. Because without the words, sometimes some popular music doesn't really translate well. But it is always really fun to do and fun to for an audience to hear and connect to, oh, I know that. And it's a gateway kind of into all kinds of music. And so hopefully they hear string quartet playing Thinking Out Loud, and they say, well, let me listen to string quartets. And that opens a world for them.
Well, let's enjoy it. This is Ed Sheeran's Thinking Out Loud, performed by the South Beach Chamber Ensemble. That was Thinking Out Loud, a song made popular by Ed Sheeran and performed today by the South Beach Chamber Ensemble on Route 51. I asked Nancy earlier about how popular music can help young performers relate when it comes to teaching. Angela, your turn to be put on the spot. What about audiences in general? You've held a variety of roles. You're an active freelance musician. How do audiences tend to react when they hear something completely unexpected, like this, when they attend a performance? What do you see on their faces?
I mean, oftentimes I think the surprises are welcomed to break out of traditions and expectations. But at the same time, if the audience doesn't have the tools, if they don't have information that helps them connect, that's always the key, is connection. It might be something they need to listen to more than once to really appreciate and have the same kind of impact as something they've heard a million times. So sure. Really the key is always, how do we connect with our audiences and make sure when we're performing something that is maybe a surprise, that we're giving them ahead of time some information or some tools that will help them connect with what we're doing right away.
Sure, that makes sense. Thank you. I want to mention that the 17th annual South Beach Up North Chamber Music Festival kicks off on Saturday at 6 at Wausau's UU Church, which also features a student string quartet. The festival continues Sunday at the Wausau Conservatory of Music, then again Thursday, August 3rd at the Woodson Art Museum. The final performance is on Saturday, August 5th in Marshfield, and we'll have information about each program at wpr.org/route51. You can also follow South Beach Chamber Ensemble on Facebook for information on their upcoming performances here. Sheena Gutierrez, Rochelle Pearson, Angela Kratchmer, Michael Andrews, and Nancy Torrente are all performers with the South Beach Chamber Ensemble. The group, along with composer Al Torrente, stay with us today on Route 51 for a behind-the-scenes look at their upcoming South Beach Up North Chamber Music Festival. More music ahead. I'm Shereen Seward. This is Route 51 on Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening to Route 51. I'm Shereen Seward here with the members of the South Beach Chamber Ensemble, a string ensemble kicking off their 17th annual Chamber Music Festival this week with performances in Wausau and Marshfield. So, Michael, let's go back to the beginning. This is the 17th year. for the South Beach Up North Festival. When did you get this idea in your head? I know you talked about that you wanted to bring it to your, you know, be here with your parents as they were aging, that,
yeah,
and escape the heat of Miami. How did it come to fruition?
Well, I had lived in Miami since 1991 and founded South Beach Chamber Ensemble in 97. And I was coming back every summer to see my parents. And my sister said, oh, you know, there's this place called the Community Foundation of North Central Wisconsin. You should apply for a grant. So I looked on their website and applied for a grant. I actually flew up for that grant panel meeting. And we were awarded a grant. And I think I was talking to Rudy Schutte, who was on the panel at the time, and Jean Tihan. And I said, oh, no, now I have to do this. And it was a miracle, I mean, that we got funding. And we've gotten funding from them every year. And I love being in Wausau. You know, I grew up here. And it's much nicer in the summer than Miami, especially this summer. So I'm really happy to be here and be able to share our music from Miami and Massachusetts for people in Wausau, Wisconsin.
Well, your next piece is one of my favorites. We talked about Mozart a little bit already, and Mozart does happen to be one of my favorites. So tell me about what we're about to hear.
Well, this is his Divertimento. It's in D major, and it's one of our signature pieces. When we have our series Mozart on the Move, we always start with Mozart. Sometimes we do a C major quartet, a little bit of that, or the Divertimento, or Eine kleine Nachtmusik, which actually we'll be playing with the students on Saturday. But on Saturday, we're opening with the Divertimento in D major, the Allegro.
Let's hear it. Thank you. That was Mozart Divertimento No. 1 in D major, performed by the South Beach Chamber Ensemble. Get all the details of their upcoming performances in Wausau and Marshfield at WPR.org/Route 51. Mozart's work always sounds so effortless. At least you make it sound effortless. But I know it takes a lot of skill. It clearly does, especially those runs. So, and Sheena, I have to say, you always have a smile on your face when you're playing. What are you feeling when this music is flowing out of your fingertips?
Mostly conversation. I mean, that's the whole idea about chamber music. You just have these voices come in at certain spots, and sometimes it's funny, sometimes it's cute, sometimes it's, you know, mellow, and, you know, you have a change of character. So that's what I'm basically imagining in my head.
Do you lose yourself in it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think I would like to add a little joke. You know, the hardest thing for me is to start to practice. But once I start, I could possibly go for hours. I would just get lost in a room in that moment.
It sounds wonderful. And I'm so enjoying this. And Rochelle, for you, what brings you the most joy in performing music and the chamber ensemble style in particular?
I think kind of what Sheena said is it is kind of like mini operas, that these voices are speaking to each other. It's a conversation back and forth, and it's just so much more intimate than playing in a symphony orchestra where it's just a wash of sound. It's very exposed and transparent, but I guess that's what makes it more challenging in a lot of ways, but also a lot more rewarding too, because you can really take ownership of your own part, because you're the only one on your part.
Yes. Does it make it more nerve-wracking, though?
Definitely, definitely. Yeah. But like I said, at the same time, it's more rewarding in a lot of ways.
How often do you all perform together and rehearse together? I mean, are you rehearsing frequently?
Right now, this week, it's kind of double rehearsals every day and until up to the concert. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, just a lot of 2.5-3 hour rehearsals twice a day.
A lot of work.
Yeah.
A lot of work. Well, I'm curious, Michael, do you all work together to decide which selections to play, or does one person put it all together, your artistic director? I mean, in the orchestras I've played in, we're just handed music at the start of the season.
No. For each, our season starts in October, and our fiscal year, October through September. So when we're looking at our grant schedules, I always ask Sheena and Angela and our other violinist, Karen, and I say, what would you like to play this year? And so for next year, Sheena would love to play the Shostakovich Quartet No. 8. So we're actually going to play that next year here. So I ask them what they'd like to play, and if we can fit it in, we will do that. And then we have to go through the grant process, and then we still don't know how much we're getting from the city of Miami Beach or the Miami-Dade County for this fall. But we already know we're coming back next year to Wausau because we've gotten funded again from the Community Foundation, and that's the start of our fundraising for Wausau. So I always ask an input what people would like to play, and then we have a pianist that we play with, and I ask him what he would like to play. So for our piano trio next week, which is Ponce, Schoenfeld, and a new piece called Azulín by this Venezuelan composer. We play that in Mexico City in March, and we'll be doing that this next week in Wausau and Marshfield.
Nancy, tell me a little bit about the way you see music enriching the lives of people in the communities that you play in. Obviously, there's buy-in by, you know, granting organizations and donors and sponsors. But for the communities, what does it do for them?
I think the human experience, our human experience, what makes us human, part of what makes us human is our emotional selves, our social selves. And I'm fortunate I conduct a community orchestra in Cape Cod, Massachusetts, and I have members from 18 years old to literally 82 years old, from all walks of life, all different backgrounds, professional musicians, people who played when they were five and put it away. And the the amount, and I can answer this in that context because I see it on a weekly basis, that I think whatever that thing is that speaks to us with music, I mean, we use music in cultures for so many things. It's our cultural connections, right? I mean, we have American music, we have British music, we have Jamaican music, we have South African music, you know. I mean, and that all brings a picture and a self to us. So I think I can't imagine the world without music. I mean, I think if we didn't have instruments, we would still hum, we would still sing, we would still find a way and to communicate that part of ourself that is really hard to communicate otherwise. I don't know if I answered the question. I think I kind of rambled a little bit there.
Oh,
but
no.
But yeah, I think it's really, it's just part of the human condition. We really do need music to tie us together. And I will say one of the things that is just so cool about any kind of musical gathering, it doesn't matter who we are at that point. It doesn't matter your political views. It doesn't matter your socioeconomic status. It doesn't matter where you're from, where you came from, where you hope to go. All that matters in that moment of music making and music listening is the experience of those things. And so I think it's a great leveler of humanity. I really do. I believe that fully. And it's about joy also. And one of the things I tell my students to get them to practice, and I have to remind myself of this also to get myself to practice, is that we are so fortunate as musicians, and anyone really can do this. And the fact is that as people with access to an instrument or access to your voice, is that you have the ability to make beauty on a daily basis and to contribute that to the air. And whether one person hears it or no one hears it, it doesn't really matter. You have made a positive contribution every day. And so I, in a nutshell, that's probably pretty much what I come to believe of music at this point in my life anyway.
Michael, I want to ask you about that too. When you speak with granting organizations and sponsors, how do you describe the impact that these programs and music in general have in the community?
We say that our music and any music inspires and energizes all people, creating peace, harmony, joy, and unprecedented satisfaction being alive. So that's what's available when you come to a concert, whether it's our concert or the Wausau Symphony or Chicago Symphony. Music gets you into a different world. It brings you out of whatever your problems and considerations are right now, and it opens up the whole world.
The last piece is coming up shortly, but before we hear that, I want to ask you, Michael, what other wonderful selections listeners can hear when they attend a performance.
Well, Mozart on the Move, we're going to be doing, so you've heard Ed Sheeran, we're doing the Mozart. You've heard two of the pieces we're doing on Saturday. We're doing Vivaldi, a concerto with the students. We're doing a wonderful piece. It's an excerpt from Elgar's Enigma Variations. It's the Nimrod, which is such a soulful, spiritual experience. And I told the students that their homework was to listen to Enigma Variations before Saturday, just so they get exposed to something they probably never heard before. And also for people that don't think they like chamber music, come and listen. Give us a chance.
Let's hear your final song. Thank you. listening to Route 51. I'm Shereen Seward, extending a sincere thanks to our guest, Michael Andrews, and his fellow performers with South Beach Chamber Ensemble, Sheena Gutierrez, Rochelle Pearson, Angela Kretschmer, and Nancy Torrente. Also thanks to composer Al Torrente for being with us today. Our producers are Kate Spranger and Rick Ryer. Rick is also our executive producer and today's on-air producer. Today's program was recorded at the UW Center for Civic Engagement on the UW-Stevens Point at Wausau campus. We thank the university for sharing their space and technical director, sound engineer, Chris Berg. You can find information about the South Beach Up North Music Festival at wpr.org/route51. Thank you for joining us today.